Two new polls show Democrat Congressman Ed Markey in the lead in the U.S. Senate race over Republican Gabriel Gomez. A WBUR survey conducted by Mass Inc. found Markey leading Gomez by 6 points, 41-35%. A Suffolk University poll gives Markey a 17-point lead. The WBUR poll is on our website, WBUR.org. Our political reporter, Fred Tice, has more now on its details.
How close the race is depends on how you count. Here's WBUR's pollster, Steve Cazella.
We ask initially who people are going to vote for, and there we found Markey with a 6-point lead. And then if people said that they were undecided, we asked who they were leaning towards, and there we found Markey with an 8-point lead. So among the people who were initially undecided, we found a few more of them leaning towards Markey at this point.
So Markey leads Gomez 41-35%. But if you include leaners, Markey has a bigger lead, 46-38%. However you count, the story remains the same.
We have a real race on our hands.
And the potential for an even closer race. That's because Cazella finds that the candidate who's slightly behind, Gomez, has the greatest potential to win over more voters.
All in all, he's got half who don't either have a favorable or unfavorable image of him. So he's got some teaching to do or some getting his message out as far as educating voters on who he is and what he has to offer.
Voters like Tom Murphy at his son's little league practice at the ball fields in Savin Hill by the Dorchester Yacht Club.
That was a Lynch guy.
Murphy voted for Congressman Stephen Lynch in the Democratic primary.
I am up for grabs, to be honest with you. You know, even though I was for Lynch, it doesn't mean I was automatically going to vote for Markey, seeing he's the Democrat, but, you know, I got to probably look into it a little more before I do cast my vote.
Gomez has to overcome the challenge posed by voters like Tom Lucas.
I'm a Democrat.
You're a Democrat, yeah. So you're going to go for Markey.
Yeah, even though I don't really like him.
I have to.
I like that other guy, too, a lot.
Gomez?
Yeah, I do.
But you just feel like you can do it, because you're a Democrat.
Gomez could overtake Markey's advantage among Democrats with a big win among unenrolled voters. But pollster Steve Cazella finds that Gomez is nowhere near where he needs to be with those voters.
Right now, looking at Gomez and Markey, you have about a tie, actually, which is not good enough for what Gomez is going to need to do. You know, any Republican running statewide starts at the bottom of a hill because they have a 3-to-1 registration disadvantage compared to their Democratic opponent. So how they have to climb that hill is by really running up the score significantly among the unenrolled voters.
Cazella says to win the Senate seat, Gomez has to win unenrolled voters by at least 30 points. Gomez has a 4-point lead among men, 40-36%. And as the wind picks up at the Savin Hill ball fields, it sounds like Gomez has won over Mary Kate Flaherty and Betty Curley, too.
I feel like Markey's done. He's been in there long enough. He's a career politician. I think he needs to, you know.
Fresh meat.
We need someone conservative to balance it out. We got Warren, now we need someone conservative.
But pollster Steve Cazella finds that Gomez still has a lot of work to do with women. Markey has a 15-point lead among women, 45-30%. Cazella points out how women made the difference between winning and losing for Republican Senate candidate Scott Brown.
You look back at Brown, and in 2010, he narrowed the gap in the female vote to 3 points, and then 2012, he lost the women vote by 18 points. Right now, Markey has a lead that looks more like the 2012 margin over Gomez among women.
Cazella predicts both campaigns will target women in the 7 weeks left until the election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.